Support comes from the Black Dog Smoke and Ale House, serving barbecue beef brisket, pork shoulder, ribs, chicken, and more. Slow cooked over a wood-fired smoker. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. The Black Dog, 201 North Broadway in downtown Urbana.
Coming up next, Lisa Brox talks about our cravings for comfort food in this edition of Backyard Industries.
Compared with recent winters, this has been a splendid one in which to hibernate human style. The words polar vortex have entered our lexicon. We've had enough snow to almost justify the purchase of a pair of snowshoes. And cabin fever led to a change in name for this series to Backyard Industry from In My Backyard. Welcome to my freshly snow-covered world. It's also been a fantastic winter for cooking. I'm not talking strictly about holiday food. Holiday food can be fussy and show-offy and sometimes overly emotional. Like a high-maintenance but beloved relative, it has to be indulged, and it's fun to indulge it. But meals in bowls, especially large ones, which my mom calls Jethro bowls after the big lug of a character from the Beverly Hillbillies, are like favorite aunts or uncles. They're the ones who let the kids have ice cream for dinner and foster easy conversations with everyone. They're comfortable and sustaining and, above all, not difficult.
My comfort food in the wintertime is usually potatoes with some other kind of vegetable in it in a bowl that's warmed up. My parents used to put mashed potatoes with leftovers of anything in the fridge and heat it up in the winter when they didn't feel like cooking. So that usually came out when no one wanted to shovel. Lately, I've been making sweet potatoes with Brussels sprouts with barbecue sauce, which sounds like a disgusting combination, but it is really good.
I didn't realize, though, how much comfort food we'd been eating ourselves this winter until I opened up a cupboard a couple of weeks ago and there wasn't a single clean bowl to be found, Jethro or otherwise. They were all in the sink, more than a dozen of them. They'd served as vessels for meal after meal, meals we'd been literally wrapping our hands around as we found ourselves stunned into the need for food that wasn't just filling, but also warming. Homemade oatmeal, from scratch rice and beans, pasta covered in a quick sauce, stew.
My family will eat anything that's cooked long and slow and is delicious at the end. And the big argument is always, what kind of starch will go with it? Will it be rice or roasted potatoes or some delicious mashed potatoes that we can just plop the stew over? And it just makes me happy thinking about it. A stew, I think, is our meal in a bowl for the winter.
Part of our desire for comfort food in the winter is market-driven classical conditioning. As soon as the first pumpkin-flavored whatever hits the shelves in the fall, we want winter food. Part of it is also triggered by encroaching darkness. We want to eat something filling and go to bed. And part of our desire is tradition born out of necessity. In the days before eating fresh produce out of season, we ate warm foods made of roots and tubers and hardy foods that could survive cold temperatures outside or cool temperatures in storage inside. We can eat whatever we want pretty much whenever we want it now, but traditional recipes call for traditional, season-appropriate foods. And there's nothing wrong with that. In the cold months here in central Illinois, eaters can find locally grown potatoes, carrots, squash, and sturdy greens like kale that can be transformed into something hot that goes into a bowl.
So one of my favorite meals when it is cold outside, one bowl, kale, tofu, brown rice with sesame oil, olive oil, garlic, and crushed red pepper. That is super tasty, super easy to make. But for stick to your ribs, one bowl meal, that would be my mom's chicken and dumplings.
After driving home in a recent snowstorm, I took off my coat and surveyed the interior of the refrigerator. I chopped up a couple carrots, some celery, and an onion, threw them into a large pot with a chicken carcass from a couple of nights ago, two bay leaves, a pinch of peppercorns, covered it all with water, and put it on the stove. We may be officially on the back end of winter, but never do we need sustaining food more than in the 6 weeks before spring arrives. I'll take mine in the form of chicken and dumplings this weekend, in a Jethro bowl. Many thanks to my colleagues Donda Beard, Tim Myers, and Lindsay Moon for their contributions to this piece. For Backyard Industry, this is Lisa Braltz.